This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. On yesterday's program, we heard from some of the poets laureate at work in various communities around the country. Today, we meet the guy at the top, so to speak. Billy Collins is the new poet laureate at the Library of Congress. Collins is a New Yorker, 60 years old, a college professor, a learning jazz piano player, a lover of dogs, and a very popular poet. His latest book is out next week. It's called Sailing Alone Around the Room, New and Selected Poems. Our talk with Billy Collins begins with his reading of a poem about an old man, an old bicycle, and a small dog.
Scotland. It was a weekday afternoon, around 3, the hour some drinkers call the demoned, and I was possessed by the feeling that nothing had really changed for me since childhood, that I was spinning my wheels in a sandbox, or let's say that I had been pedaling around Scotland since 1941 on the same maroon 3-speed Raleigh bicycle, that I had begun my life with clips on my trousers, pushing off by the side of the garage, throwing a leg over the crossbar, then crunching down the straight gravel path. And now, near the end of the century, I was still moving over the same wind-shocked hills dotted with sheep, and my terrier curled on a tartan blanket in my large wicker carrier basket. I have done all my peddling in silence, except whenever I came to an intersection, a birthday, a wedding, a death, and then I would ring the bell on the handlebar. Otherwise, I kept my thoughts to myself, thoughts of rhetoric and the physical sciences, whenever I had to strain uphill, bending under a stiff wind. And when I reached a rise and coasted down, I thought of nothing but the encrofted cows and the low hovering clouds. God knows what I must look like by now. My shoulders slumped, my face saying the end of the world is coming, which it will soon enough for me, bringing all my peddling to a close, easing the pressure of my thumb on the silvery bell. Then I will dismount, swinging a leg over the crossbar, standing on one pedal while the bike slows to a stop and falls over on its side with me under it, all the traffic whizzing by, and a woman in a drab raincoat walking over to see.
Would a poem like that come to you as sort of a visual story? Would you see someone and imagine it happening to them, perhaps traveling in Scotland, or how does that work?
Well, I think it's kind of pasted together with you have a series of memories maybe that you paste together into something. I think often there's one kind of key image or word in the poem that the poem is really an act of discovering that image, and I thought a bicycle ride might just be turned into this kind of metaphor for life.
What do you tell students about hearing a poem in the poet's voice, about hearing the importance of hearing, going to a poetry reading and hearing someone actually reading their own work?
Well, I don't think it is that important, actually. Meeting the author, I think, is one of life's most reliably disappointing experiences. And I think the reason is that you've already met the author under the best possible circumstances, that is, on the page. And now you have to deal with this actual person, you know, in a rumpled suit or a prairie skirt or whatever the circumstances are, sipping on a glass of wine and trying to look affable. And I think there's a great gap between the private and the public.
So very soon you have to, let me just imagine here, take up your official duties at the Library of Congress as poet laureate. You get on a train in New York with your briefcase and umbrella and come down and go to Capitol Hill and try to find your office. Is that what happens?
Yeah, soon I'll be coming down. I'm giving a kind of the inaugural reading on October 25th, which is to kick off the annual poetry reading series at the Library of Congress. And the actual duties of the laureate are quite simple. It's a very short list. But of course, the opportunities are huge.
Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to accomplish during your time there that might surprise the people at the Library of Congress?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want to continue, I think, some of the poetry advocacy that my predecessors have been very energetically pursuing to spread the word of poetry. My focus group is high school, and I'm trying to start a program called Poetry 180, which suggests a kind of turning back to poetry, maybe. But the 180 stands for the roughly 180 days of the school year. And I'm going to pick 180 poems that I think high school students can more or less get, if you will, on the first bounce or the first reading. There'll be a poem for every day of the school year, and I'm trying to encourage them to have the poem read as part of the school announcements. I don't want the poem taught, and I don't want it discussed, or I don't want it to be on the midterm. I just want the students to hear a poem a day. And it's kind of a way of taking the poem off the blackboard for a moment and just making it more of a feature of daily life.
In conclusion, could I ask you to read the poem about three blind mice, which has the proper title, I Chop Some Parsley While Listening to Art Blakey's Version of Three Blind Mice.
And I start wondering how they came to be blind. If it was congenital, they could be brothers and sisters. And I think of the poor mother brooding over her sightless young triplets. Or was it a common accident, all three caught in a searing explosion, a firework, perhaps? If not, if each came to his or her blindness separately, how did they ever manage to find one another? Would it not be difficult for a blind mouse to locate even one fellow mouse with vision, let alone two other blind ones? And how, in their tiny darkness, could they possibly have run after a farmer's wife, or anyone else's wife, for that matter, not to mention why? Just so she could cut off their tails with a carving knife is the cynic's answer. But the thought of them without eyes, and now without tails, to trail through the moist grass or slip around the corner of a baseboard, has the cynic, who always lounges within me, up off his couch and at the window, trying to hide the rising softness that he feels. By now, I am on to dicing an onion, which might account for the wet stinging in my own eyes, though Freddie Hubbard's mournful trumpet on Blue Moon, which happens to be the next cut, cannot be said to be making matters any better.
Mr. Collins, thank you for reading these poems for us.
Been my pleasure.
Billy Collins, the new poet laureate at the Library of Congress. His latest book is Sailing Alone Around the Room, New and Selected Poems.